Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we're holding over here in the Gemara in Tosfos. Again, let's start again. So, Bli Neder, we're not going to get sidetracked with any brachas questions. We're not going to talk about anything else, Bli Neder, except for things that are on this page. That's a tikkun for the chet from last week. Okay, so we're holding over here in question number source number one in Tosfos. Tosfos has a kasha. Okay, quick chazar. Rebbe Eliezer held that you're allowed to carry the Miles knife to do the milah. Tosfos has a kasha. In Toimar, the Aviu Atinik Eitzel Kli. Why don't you just bring the baby to the Kli? The Hashta Lekir Shabbos Klada Chai Noisis Atzmi. Tosfos kasha is that you have the principle called Chai Noisis Atzmi, which we'll talk a little bit more about today. Hopefully not too much. We'll try to move on. But Tosfos has a kasha that since the baby can carry himself, it's better to carry the baby, because carrying the baby would only be a derabban violation, according to the Mashah and the Maram and Taisvis, while carrying the knife would be a violation of a deraisa, so it's better to limit the type of assume that you need to do. That was Taisvis's cash. Now, we'll come back to Chaynoi says that's me in a minute. Let's just see Taisvis's answer. Yeshua says Taisvis, the cut and Sarach Li'imahu, because the baby needs its mother. Why? So the Rashba explains, we'll see hopefully later today, because that's the only one that can nurse the baby. Back then they didn't have formula, they didn't have anything else, so if the baby needed to eat, it needed to come from the mother. So if you can have the baby by the Moyle's house, how's the baby going to eat? So it says, Taisu, the cut and Sarach Li'imahu, the cut that needs its mother. For Achra Milo, and after the Milo, you got to bring the baby back to the mother to feed. The oz have a kafus, and then the baby, after it has its mila, is considered tied up, which the Gemara told us in Shabbos that even Reb Nosson, that holds everyone's chaynei says atzmai, not a person who's bound, who's tied. Therefore, lefishu chayl because he's sick kedar minon biyuma, afilu tem Reb Nosson chayl shani. So therefore, even the Reb Nosson, who holds everyone's chaynei says atzmai, humans and animals, even he agrees there's one scenario where we don't say chaynei says atzmai, that's if a person's not feeling well. Person's not feeling well, he's considered a choyle, he's not chaynei says atzmai. So therefore, says Tosfos, after the mila, the baby becomes a choyle, therefore he can't carry himself, now you're stuck with a predicament. Eina chanam, you could bring the baby to the moil before the mila, you could bring the baby to the moil before the mila, but now you're stuck with the baby. What do you do with the baby? How can I get the baby home? The baby needs to get back home. So that's the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba says, if you can justify getting the baby to the moil, so you'll worry about afterwards, and afterwards there'll be a pikuach nefesh. That's going to be the Rashba's kasha. But Tosfos just finishes off. He says, what about, where's mom in all this? Says Tosfos, the mother can't go either, because she's not feeling well. So we're stuck with a predicament that Eina Chanami, says Tosfos, we can get the baby to the moil, but then we can't get the baby home from the moil. So what do you see from Tosfos? That Tosfos is of the opinion that Chayna Yisrael would apply to an 8-day-old baby. That was Tosfos' whole kasha. Tosfos' whole kasha is say chaynei says atzmai. Tosfos' answer is yes, we do say chaynei says atzmai before the mila. Before the mila, he's a regular 8-day-old baby. Let's say it would be an 8-day-old baby girl, and you want to know, can you carry her to her kiddush? Right? Okay. So Zakta, of course you could, according to Tosfos. Chaynei says atzmai works for 8-day-old babies also. Aye, so why can't I take the baby home after the mila chaynei says atzmai? Because now the baby had a procedure done to it. It had a medical surgery. Now it's a chayla. A chayla, we don't say chayne says atzmai. That seems to be clear from Tosfos. Now, obviously, this is very hard for us to understand. Whatever chayne says atzmai mean, how does that make sense for an 8-day-old baby? How much can an 8-day-old baby help that the kid can really hold up its neck, hold its own head? Where do you see chayne says atzmai? So, obviously. Right, so why does chayla make it any different? And how does an 8-day-old baby work? So, these are some of the things we need to talk about. So let's see Tosfos one more time, hopefully the last time for this sugya, where Tosfos goes through the same kasha that we had earlier. Frek Tosfos number two, this is on Daf Tzadi Dalet. The main sugya of Chaynei Yisis Atzmai is on Daf Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph in Shabbos, a little bit Tzadi Gimel Amar Aleph, Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph. So with the Gemara has a machloikis between Reb Nosson and the Rabbonin. We saw this Gemara inside last week. There's a machloikis between Reb Nosson and the Rabbonin, when or to what do we say Chaynei Yisis Atzmai? Reb Nosson says both animals and humans have Chaynei Yisis Atzmai, only sick people and bound people don't have chaynei says atzmai. The Rabbanan say no. Only humans have chaynei says atzmai. Animals are not, because they're misharviti nafshayu. They weigh themselves down. They don't help you carry. They actually make it more complicated. So machloek is tanoim between the Nosson and the Rabbanan. Now keep all that in mind when you talk about Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos had a kasha and Rebbe Eliezer. Why do you say chaynei says atzmai? Well, who does Rebbe Eliezer hold like? Does Rebbe Eliezer hold like the Rabbanan? Or does Rebbe Eliezer hold like Reb Nosson? We don't know. So that's the problem. So Reb Moshe has a lengthy tshuva in Yerodeo. I photocopied some pieces of it. Well, he doesn't like to say it's Machlokes and Metzias. You know, do they, don't they? So we'll see. He has a mahalach how to get around that problem. But again, it's a bigger sugi than we're going to give to for today, but that's one of the issues that they have, is what's exactly the point of Machlokes between Reb Nosson and the Rabban. So Tosfos has a kash right off the bat. Temelari. Loma Potter. Why is there a Torah called Chayin Eishis Atzmi? Is it because the live person person lessens the load, so what? Even if I carry a very light thing, I'm still chayiv. So the fact that it's lesser doesn't make a difference. Says Taisus, maybe it's under the banner of Shnaim Shasub Turin, because I'm carrying you and you're carrying you, so we're doing it together. Says Taisus, no, that should be comparable to Shnaim Shasub, and one party can and one party can't. Because the one that I'm carrying, he can't carry himself without me. We don't know how to carry ourselves. I can help carry me with you, but I can't carry myself alone. So therefore, I'm an Eina Yochel. And the assumption over here is, I don't know how Taisus knew that, but when I'm carrying a live person, I can carry that person even if he wouldn't be helping me, even if that person would be dead. Even though one could argue dead weight is obviously more heavy than live weight. That's exactly the principle. So Taisus is assuming that, again, for a kid, obviously that would be the case, depending on it, for an adult, maybe not. So this is Taisus' second possibility. Taisus is two possibilities to why Chai Noises asks me Pater. Either because it's a lesser low, Taisus rejects that because that's not a reason to Pater. Second reason Taisus gives because it's Shnaim Shasua. Taisus rejects that also because Taisus says it should be like Zayachov or Zayiniachov. So we mentioned last week that Taisus Rosh tried to answer this Pshat by saying Zayachov or Zayiniachov is only makes sense if I can actually subtract you from the equation. I could say that we're both carrying the table together. I don't need you. Therefore, we make believe you're not here. That's why I'm chayiv. But when you have something like chayiv neshes atzmo, where you're automatically involved, I can't separate you. By definition, I can't separate you. Then we don't say that rule. Okay. Now, I don't have a better explanation a week later in this Taisa Rush. Just repeating the words. The last pshat of Taisvis is the one that most we shouldn't go with. V'omeri, the mimishkim gamrinon. No. The reason why there's a Torah called chayiv neshes atzmo is because all the malachas are learned from the mishkim. Shlayu noisim dover chay. In the Mishkan, they never carried live things. Since they never carried live things, that's the Ptur. Now, there's a couple of problems with this Pshat. First of all, the main kasha that the Pnei Yeshua asks, and the Taisa Rush asks is, what do you mean? They didn't carry, he doesn't say TVs, but right, they didn't carry a lot of things in the Mishkan. You're going to tell me that if I carry an object that wasn't in the Mishkan, I'm not going to be chayv for Hitzah because it wasn't in the Mishkan? The principle of the Mishkan was a similar idea. Carrying a live person seems to be no different than carrying a box, carrying a plank of wood, carrying a plank of metal. What should be the difference? That's one kasha. Another.
But there still has to be something to the notion that it's That's what we're going to get to today.
The other kasha that Tosfos Rosh has is that this doesn't fit with the Gemara. The words with the Gemara were Shachai Noises Atzma. That's not the point. The point is Shaloi Hoya B'Mishkan. So we're going to have to say, and Achrayim say this.
No such thing that they carried in Mishkan that could also carry itself.
Oh, okay. That's what many of the Achrayim want to suggest. The other kasha is Lefi Zeh. Why should there be, according to the, so why does a chayla make a difference? Why should, when Reb Nosson says a chayla,
maybe they did carry sick people in the preparation
of the Mishkan, in the Mishkan, they definitely did. So that's a kasha. So the way in Yashiv, one of the Mahalchim is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simin Shin Aleph, he has a yishuv for this kasha. He wants to go back to the pshat of Taisvis that it's learned from the Mishkan. And he says, he suggests the following idea. He writes, no one's suggesting that you have to have every detail be exactly like it was in the Mishkan. Even if it wasn't there, the concept was there. The concept of carrying was in the Mishkan. So this is the same thing. No, it's not just that it wasn't there. This is a different experience. Carrying of a human being is a different experience than carrying a plank of wood. Why? Huh?
A live, healthy person.
Right. The chol amatzo. Normally, when you carry a plank of wood, you are the sole carrier of this thing. You are the sole responsibility of getting it from point A to point B. You are the carrier. If someone looked over a drone and looked at this experience and said, you are carrying it. Nothing else. You are it. Avol ha'odem noises atzmoi. But a person at least carries himself a little bit. You're not carrying the full thing yourself. However, says Aruch HaShulchan, if the Taka would have carried live people in the Mishkan, so then no one would have thought differently. No one would have thought that this chiluk makes such a difference. Now that we work backwards, we say, one second. In the Mishkan, we didn't have this type of experience. And we are drawing a distinction between carrying of a person and carrying of an object. What about carrying animals, at least according to the Rabbanon? They slept themselves down. They actually make themselves heavier. And they don't help you. And therefore, it is similar to regular carrying. That's very nice in the Rabbanan. He doesn't tell you what about Reb Nosson, right?
If they weigh you down further, then it's qualitatively different on the other end. But it's different.
Yes. So, Moshe has a tzad like that also.
So the fact is, a human being weighs on average 150 pounds. Okay, let's say. So he lessens his load by 25 pounds, and he carried 125 pounds. So like you said before, 125 pound objects I carry, planks of wood.
Sure.
So if the only difference is the fact that the experience is different, then it should make no difference whether it's different in being heavier or lighter. It's a different experience. So an animal should also be because it's a different experience.
That's the what Reb Nosson is going to have to hold. Reb Nosson holds, we say chayin, that's my, even my animals. So the question is, are they arguing about the metzias? Do animals weigh themselves down or don't they? So the way you're saying, they're having a lamed shemachleikis. They're looking at what this activity is. And we'll see, but Moshe is a tshuva, a lengthy tshuva. What's amazing, where Moshe was talking about shechita. He wasn't even talking about Shabbos. He was talking about a shayla about a person who was not feeling well, and he shechted sitting down. And somehow, Moshe got involved in chayin eshes atzmai in that tshuva. A whole tshuva written about chayin eshes atzmai. At the end of the tshuva, he comes back and says, oh yeah, the shechita is fine, no problem, don't worry about it. An amazing tshuva. Fascinating tshuva. So we'll talk about some of the nekudas that Moshe has. But at least according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the way he's learning it, it's an interesting lumnus. He's learning that there's this two-step process over here. There's first recognizing that carrying a live thing is different than carrying a plank of wood because of the experience. Meaning, when I carry a live thing, I'm not the sole carrier. Whether I want to or I don't want to, the metzius is that I'm not doing it by myself. So you'll tell me, so what? The answer is, it says the Aruch HaShulchan, go back to Mishkan. They never had such a metzias in the Mishkan. Therefore, it's a point of distinction. If it's a point of distinction, so maybe it is the reason why it's not chayv. I would just add, the fizeh, maybe that's Pshan and Rashi. If you look at number 6, we quoted a Rashi, where Rashi says, why is chay potter? The chay loy mechayv al hoitza asoy. You're not chayv for carrying a live person. The who mekel atzma v'nois atzma. He lessens himself. So when we learned Rashi and we learned Tosfos, we thought that this itself is a reason. No, this is not a reason. This is building up to the reason. Rashi's not giving you the real reason. The real reason might be like Tosfos, because it wasn't in the Mishkan. But you have to have a distinction between this carrying and that carrying. So this one line of Rashi is this Nekuda. Is that carrying a plank of wood is a different experience than carrying a person. Why? Because a chai is make a lot of money. That alone wouldn't be a reason. Like Tosfos asks. It's only plus the fact that it's different and it wasn't in the Mishkan. So it's very possible that this Rashi is really coming like the Rian Tosfos that has to do with the Mishkan.
Yeah. I also
another fact.
I mean,
it's
done,
it's
like making popcorn is not the same as, you know, cooking for
dye, right? Right. But maybe because of halacha garua. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Pnei Yeshua answers that. The Pnei Yeshua says that the reason is it's only because of halacha garua. That's what the Pnei Yeshua answers to this kasha. We would never say this by any other malach. That's how we got sidetracked last week when we were talking about the Masham and electricity. Right, if you're going to go with that, so you say, oh yeah, electricity can't be because there was nothing like it at all. But according to Pnei Yeshua, you don't say that by all malachas. You only say it by Hoitzah because it's malach grua based on Tyson Daf base.
Also, once you find this answer, it's different than what is in the Mishkan. Then it becomes a malach Hashem and Shemichel Gufa, so it should be subject to Machlok, it should be Hudra Shimon. Nobody seems to argue.
Why did it become malach Hashem and Shemichel
Gufa? That's the closest definition of malach and Gufa. It's something
that's different. Yeah, okay, that's true. Should become a melacha shein etzrichel gufa. Yeah, I said we're not going to get sidetracked. Okay. I'm with you. I hear. It needs more discussion. Melacha shein etzrichel gufa because it wasn't the Mishkan. Well, that's shita satayisvus.
Yeah.
Most Rishayim know
that. Rashi, it's
most Rishayim know not like that.
Would rather not.
Right. Most Rishayim know not like that. Right. Most Rishayim know melacha shein etzrichel means I don't want the outcome.
Right.
That specific outcome of the melacha. Yeah, here. Okay. I don't know. If we ever get to melacha shein etzrichel gufa, we'll have to come back to it. But that's the Aruch HaShulchan's pshat. Now, Rav Moshe and Igris Moshe, Yerdeh, Chiluk Alf, Simon Beis, again, as I mentioned earlier, has this tshuva, was talking about a sheikhet who wanted to shecht or did shecht. This tshuva was written before he even came to America. This was written still when he was in Lublin, when he was still a Rav in Europe, in Russia, before he came to America, Rav Moshe. So he wrote this tshuva where someone asked him about a sheikhet who shechted while sitting down because he wasn't feeling well. So he shechted sitting down. So again, I'm still not clear how Rav Moshe worked his way into Chayin Eshes Atzmai, but he did us a favor and he wrote a tshuva all about Chayin Eshes Atzmai. And he comes up with two pshatim. This is pshat number one. Pshat number two is on the next page. Hopefully we'll get to it as well. He comes up with this very interesting pshat. And Stamazay, an interesting insight of how Rav Moshe understood the malacha of Aitzah. Again, we have this malacha of moving things, being Moitzim and Shusha Yachad Ushas Rabim, and Havar is Dalaramas. As we mentioned, that's called the malacha Gerua, because you're not really changing the actual object. It's the same object, you're not doing anything different. You're just moving it around. That's why the Rishonim call it a malacha gerua. Says Rav Moshe, Pshat in our Tosfos. What did our Tosfos say? Tosfos said that because it wasn't in the Mishkan, they never carried live things in the Mishkan. So the question was, so what? Says Rav Moshe, Very interesting idea. Says Rav Moshe, I need the Mishkan to teach me that Hoitzah is a Malach. When I can see that this object clearly moved. Ramosha says it has to be not only did the object move, it has to be that everyone knows that the object moved by a person moving it. I have no idea where Ramosha gets this all from, but this is what he says. He says the malacha of Hoitzon Avor is not enough that everyone sees the object move. It has to be that we know that the object moved from a human being. And he says, the nick of Yadu Lakoshan Asol Khan, Dim Loikin Loyhoya Efshala Hachefis Lias Bishisrabim. It has to be that without human involvement, this object couldn't have got to Shisrabim. Vizel Khashivas Molocha Dohitsa. And that's what makes Hoitsa Khashiv, given the Beloy Maisa Odom, because without human involvement, Loyhanatik Mim Kemarishan, it wouldn't have moved from the first place. Lukol Roya Hachefit Munach Be'ezamakum. Whenever you see an object in the street, sure you'll ask, Mehevi Yulakan, how to get it? Aval ha'odom, Zaktiv Moshe, that's all on a regular object. So a regular object, a rock, that got from outside the Rishas HaYochid into the Rishas Ram, had to get there. So you're going to say to yourself, someone must have picked it up. A guy wakes up Shabbos morning and he sees a big boulder in the middle of the Rishas Rabbim. He says, how did it get there? Well, it must have been. Someone moved it, because these things don't walk on their own. Says Rav Moshe, Aval ha'odom, Shohilich bi'atzmoi. But if you have a human being that all of a sudden was in point A, and now is in point B, you're not going to say, well, who carried him here? Says, you know where he started off. He was in Rishas HaYochid. No one asked, how did he get here? The guy walked there. Without any malacha, anyone have to carry him. Says Rav Moshe, even though this five-year-old kid did get from point A to point B through human involvement, but it's not considered the malacha of Hoitzah, because no one could tell that a malacha took place. That's the word, right? Good, right. We're gonna have a huge problem with our sugya. But let's just, before we even deal with our sugya, this is a lot of chidushim over here. Rav Moshe's understand that in order for malacha Hoitzah to be chayv, it has to be that people can pinpoint human involvement in this. You know, if something would not be, again, we're not denying the fact that it took place. This thing could have happened, you know, it's just not a question of did it happen or didn't happen. It's that it has to be a public display to the world that human involvement made this happen. Now, that's not like that by other malachas. I'm guessing Rav Moshe is piggybacking off from Malacha Guru. I don't know. It doesn't mention it, but I'm assuming that's his assumption. Right, we don't find this by any other malacha that has to be that you know there's human involvement. What do you mean? If there's a, maybe every other malacha is automatically there's human involvement. I don't know. In order to have two ICs, someone had to have written. It doesn't write by itself. In order for something to cook, again, that's not true. A seed could be planted by a monkey. I don't know. It could fall in by itself, and you don't need human involvement. I think this is what to think about.
An animal.
Right. The wind could have blown it also. Right. A wind
but
sometimes.
Generally, it's not going to move by itself. So
that's Rav Moshe's assumption. So Rav Moshe says, that's because a human person can carry himself. Although you carried him. Rav Moshe's not denying you carried him. But because he could have got from point A to point B without you, so now your involvement is not enough to make this a malacha, and therefore you're potter. Because in the Mishkan, that's not the way they did things. Then he goes on to say, Vaita, says Rav Moshe. Now, Dr. Rav Moshe, Vizeo Pirush Noises Atzma. Levisha Ata Be'esha Noisei Ha'acher, who Gam Noises Atzma. What does it mean that he carries himself? Shizei Ene Tam Lifter. That's not the reason why he puts it, because he weighs himself down. Ela Etzem Ha'tokam Imakam Lamakam Hu Noises Atzma. According to Rav Moshe, when you read those words, Chai Noises Atzma, it doesn't mean that he helped in this carrying. Chai Noises Atzma means, in the world, I could carry myself. Not in this storyline. In this storyline, I did nothing. You picked me up and you carried me. I didn't help you at all. But because I could carry myself, now we no longer know how did this person get from point A to point B. Therefore, it's not considered a malacha.
Doesn't mean you made yourself lighter.
That's right.
It literally means I could walk.
That's right. According to Rav Moshe, Chai Nei Sitzatzma doesn't mean that you made it easier for the fellow. Nothing. It means that you could, in another scenario, walk on your own. Therefore, we don't know how you got here. Therefore, you're not Chai. That's Rav Moshe's lamdas. Interesting lumnus. No one's going to ask you, oh, how did you get home from shul? Oh, it must have been someone carried you home from shul. No, everyone knows. Human beings can walk. There's no chashivas to this malacha. Now, what about animals? Where do animals work according to this? This is to me another interesting lomdus. She'ena b'nei das. Now, animals can walk on their own. They could, right? Pukhazi, animals walk on their own. Now, they sometimes do need to be guided, right? They need to be guided to go, to leave. They have their own mindset. Says Rav Moshe, but animals are ena b'nei das. Again, if you were to see an animal in the middle of the Shas Rabban Shabbos, you'll ask yourself, well, I wonder, how did the animal get here? So you say to yourself, well, it could be the animal decided to walk out on its own, or it could be someone actually picked up the animal and put it in the middle of the Shas Rab. Says Rav Moshe, they don't go. Even though they could, it's not assumed. When you see an animal in the Shishrabim, again, that's obviously should depend on the type of animal and all the background. Obviously, if you see a cat in the Shishrabim, you know that no one probably picked it up. These animals are somewhat live on their own. If you have a somewhat of a domesticated animal, also now you see it in the Shishrabim, so you assume it probably broke loose or someone brought it out there. It might depend on the animal. But Rav Moshe is going to be mazbe the sheet of the Rabbanan. Says Rav Moshe, "V'yesh harbe mekaymes ulei rubam shema'atim lo yehalchem l'sham b'lo hanochas einesias adam b'shem de meshaviti nafshayu v'neshmatim biyad hamanik." Rav Moshe learns that what does shaviti mean in the Gemara? It doesn't mean they weigh themselves down. It means that they fight you to bring them, which means they don't go on their own. You have to schlep them. You have to be the source of why they got from point A to point B. That's what Rav Moshe learned the Rabbanan. What are the Rabbanan's words? That behem v'chayv oifus loy my timer de shaviti. So we learn shaviti means they weigh themselves down, they make it heavier. So Rav Moshe, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is because, again, they resist. Therefore, when you ask yourself, how did this animal get up in the Shas Rabban? The answer is, I don't know. I can't say it came on its own. It's very possible it had to have been moved forcibly by a human being. Ulechein, kisheroy in bal chay b'makam acher. It's not sure. Says there's another factor. Maybe you let it. How do you know you picked it up? Maybe you let it by hand and you slept it out to the Shas Rabban. You had to carry it. That's Pshat and the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon holds Shabbat Chai. Very geshmak along this. One slight problem. How do you learn Reb Nosson? So you'll tell me that Reb Nosson argues on this. Reb Nosson will tell you, no, that animals, you say to yourself, oh, the animals must have also gotten there on their own. Then it's not such a lomdus shemachloikis, which is what Moshe doesn't like. But the other problem is, how is this going to affect our Taisvus? Our Taisvus said that an eight-day-old baby, before his bris, has chai neisei satsumei. I don't know. There's no way to explain how the baby got from his house to the mother's house unless someone carried it. But again, if the way we're being masberit, so if you're telling me the Chayneis Yisazmeh was like Taisvis, it wasn't in the Mishkan, they didn't carry any human beings, so that's it, I'm okay with that. They didn't carry babies, they didn't carry adults, they didn't carry anyone. But now Rav Moshe is breaking it down. He's saying, no, the pshat is because when you look at this malacha, you can't say to yourself that this malacha took place. Now, Rav Moshe himself is acknowledging that there are details that need to be worked out, like animals, but how the fizah, you might as well one day old baby.
You have to say something a little
larger, a little plug. A little hard to believe. We're talking about a deraisa level here. We're saying that midaraisa, you're not chayiv, because this is not also to say le plug. So Ramesh addresses this in the tshuva. He has his cash. I just want to point it out.
Should be holding that eventually the baby will be able to walk, potentially.
But again, if the lumbus over here is looking at the situation, when you come to that bris Shabbos morning and you show up at the baby's house and you say, wow, how'd the baby get here? Oh, it must have walked by himself, right? Everyone knows the baby was carried. Huh?
Maybe a guy took him.
Yeah, again, but that's always an option in Lefizeh. We're talking about Malach of vis-a-vis Jews, I guess. You can always explain. And maybe the rock was...
According to Ramesha, it's very negev, because the whole point is, how did the baby get here, or how did the person get here? So by a person, you can say, well, you don't know, maybe he walked, maybe he was carried.
Right.
But by a baby, this is applicable.
I think
maybe he was a guy.
Again, I don't think...
Yeah, but then you can say the same thing in Tysus. Bring it back to the mother.
The point of Rav Moshe is trying to explain the bigger picture over here. The bigger picture over here is how do we understand why Chayinus asked me to pass me the rice? So Rav Moshe understands this because no one can see clearly the malacha took place. Now he doesn't go that route, that maybe someone else brought it. He's looking with, because that people are not cheshish, that they're outside factors. We can only work with what we have. We have a person and a storyline. So you want to say maybe this, maybe it's possible.
There has to be something, you know, with animals, otherwise you would say a behema gossam, a behema dachi. No one's carrying a 500-pound cow. How did it get there? It had to be either been...
You don't carry it by hand. You put it on a wagon and you transport it that way, I guess. I don't know. So how they always use to transport big animals?
They walked them. They hit them.
They hit them. They were manning it, like the Gemara says.
Nobody picked it
up. So this is an interesting chiddush from Rav Moshe. Again, I think it's more negeya. If you ever learn Hoitzo, you ever learn the Malacha, you learn the beginning of the first parak in Shabbos, or you learn the 10th parak, the other parakim, 11th parak, that talk about Hoitzo. This is a very important akud that Rav Moshe is telling us. In order to be chayiv for Hoitzo, it has to be, it's record. Yeah, we're going to get to at some point, we're going to mention a Mishnah Berurah about Halacha Maisa. But it's going to be very relevant. We still have to work it out still a little bit more. But this is Rav Moshe's Lomdus. Now, if you just turn for a second to the next side, this is, we'll call this a late edition. Again, that means my brain wasn't working as well as it should. But on the next side, is the same Igros Moshe's on the left side. Rav Moshe comes up with another pshat. And this pshat, I have a little bit more difficulty understanding. Rav Moshe writes like this. He actually makes himself lighter. It's not considered a package. So here it sounds like from Rav Moshe a whole different experience. Here Rav Moshe is saying that the person actually lessens the load, and therefore it's not considered a package, klape what it really weighs. It says Rav Moshe, it's not because he's helping you. Because we had Taisus's kasha, it's not like carrying a package in the Mishkan. Because there the weight equaled the actual amount of what you were carrying. In the Mishkan, if you carried a hundred pound box, it felt like 100 pounds. Here says Rav Moshe, when you're carrying a 100 pound human, it feels like 50 pounds. It's similar. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure if that's what he means exactly like the Aruch HaShulchan.
Well,
similar.
So
he's not answering the kasha about why it's 50 pounds also. So he's going back to the same Nakuda. That's a different type of a carrying. It's not that this type of carrying is, I mean, carrying the Mishkan was when the weight equaled what you were carrying. Here it doesn't equal that. Now you ask me, what difference does that make? What difference does that make? Again, same question. You have to have a chiluk that makes a difference.
Again, Because
he makes himself lighter. He's assuming like that Rashi. But that, right. So he's saying it doesn't matter that he's doing it consciously. The point is Be'etzim. No, he's saying now it's Be'etzim, that you're carrying something that's lighter than it really is. So it doesn't matter. The weight on the...
I'm sorry, but if you're not assisting, so then that 10 pound is 10 pound, if you're assisting.
No, he's going now with you are assisting. This is a different shot.
Exactly, how does the baby assist?
He doesn't assist. By nature, it happens that way.
Then why is it tying up?
So why are all these make a difference? Says Rav Moshe, he says over here, again, I'm not claiming to understand this, I'm just repeating it. But by a Baal Chai, it's not like that. The Rabbanon argue by Baal Chai, it can't be that there's a Matzias Machlokes. Does an animal weigh itself down or doesn't? That's the whole Machlokes. Says Rav Moshe, you know what Machlokes is? Near it is a Vade. Avshim Veshetiu Nafshayu kill Chaimi Mace. He's still lesser, lighter than a dead person. Ulechain Tzav Rav Nosson Shapata, do I have a Kimasa Shem Mishkan? Rav Nosson says, I don't care. Maybe an animal does weigh itself down. But it's still different. It's a different than carrying a live person. Therefore, I hold it's not in the Mishkan. You're right. It's lesser than its original amount. That's the norm. Whenever you're going to carry an animal, because an animal is going to lower itself, it's going to have an impact. It's like any other package that's light. Some packages are heavy. Some packages are light. So therefore, you don't have the right to make that cheshbon. Again, I just wanted to mention this tshuva. I'm not claiming to understand it. I have a deeper understanding of what these words mean. But that's Rav Moshe's tshuva. But back to this tshuva of Rav Moshe, this creates a problem for our sugya. Because lefizeh, how does it work in our taisus? Just one last thing. There's a Rambam over here, in number 5 in Hilchos Shabbos.
According to the tzad, that it doesn't relate only to the building of the Mishkan, but to events that happened in the Mishkan. Didn't you have the Kohen that had a list of people or whatever? Wasn't that one of the... events that took place that you had to...
I stopped the middle of the Aruch HaShulchan, when the Aruch HaShulchan has a possibility where they actually carried the animals in the Mishkan. Taisus assumed they didn't carry the animals, they led them.
I'm saying here they were carrying people.
I thought this side meant it had to be in the building of the Mishkan. That's what I thought. I think it's a machlokes Bavli Yushalmi, if I'm not mistaken, that the Bavli holds things that were involved in the building of the Mishkan, and Yushalmi holds the things that were needed for the Mishkan. Meaning, not what that was actually done in the Mishkan, but things that were needed if you wanted to build a Mishkan.
Okay,
I think that's where, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's where the Yerushalmi expands on it a little bit more. But there's a Rambam. There's always a Rambam. Says the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, Hamoitzi behema chayvoif. A person carries an animal, behema chayvoif, all different types of animal that are all different mitziyuses, you know, different types of animals. Afa pi shehem chayim, even though they're alive, chayv. You're chayv. So the Rambam is passing like the Rabbanan, not like Ibn Nosson. He holds, we don't say chayno, he says that's my animal. Avul odam chay enei masoi. It's not a package. What does that mean? How does that answer anything? Very unclear what the Rambam's definition is. So if you learn the Rambam like we just saw from Rav Moshe, then it's very geshmak. Eina masoi means it's not like a regular package where the weight equals what you're carrying.
And therefore what?
Yeah, yeah. The same it's not. Again, the Rambam to me is very vague. Eina masoi is not. He said later on. No, you're not chayiv. He doesn't say it. Yeah, it might be a machloek if it's a sederabon, like we talked about. But it's very unclear what this means. It's not a masoi, and therefore what?
Is it the Rambam referring to a general concept that a human helps?
So it could be, the Poshim Shah in the Rambam could be that because it's not a carriage because he carries himself. But that doesn't make it not a masa. A masa means a package. It is a package. It's a lesser package. So you're high for carrying lesser packages as well.
It's like if you took a plank of wood. That looks like it weighs 100 pounds, but it's hollowed out inside. It was termite eaten.
No, it's still chayv.
It's made out of styrofoam. So, you know, it looks like 100 pounds, but you're picking it up and it's really doesn't weigh. So does that mean it's not a packet, but you're still carrying something?
So the way I would learn it like that last with Moshe we saw. That in order to be in the Mishkan, it has to be a package that matches the weight. I'm not sure why it should be this way. That the weight matches what you're carrying to the thing.
If you weigh a 40-pound child on the scale and you carry it, it's not 40 pounds?
You're not going to feel like you're carrying 40 pounds. That's the one. Feels like less. Is that exact?
Maybe it's not real. Maybe the problem means is that part of the definition of hotzah is carry a masa with you.
Right.
What's a masa? I don't know, but carrying a person is not a masa.
Right.
Therefore, it doesn't meet the requirements of hotzah. What the real story is, I don't know.
I agree. Again, I think we could learn the Rambam that he's not telling us anything. He's not giving us anything. He's telling us a fact. That is a torah chayim. Say that's because carrying a live person is different than carrying an animal. You want to know why? So fill in the lumdus here. You want to say because it wasn't the Mishkan. You want to say because I think that's one way of learning the Rambam. But again, I think it's an interesting Rambam because it's on the very much on the vague side of why exactly chayiv pata eini masoi. No, then he says right. If you cough as a chayla, he then goes on to explain. But if he's sick or tired, then it's different. Then he says you chayiv. Right? Then you are chayiv. Right? Now that's complicated, but. Yeah. I'm not sure what exactly the Rambam meant when he said those words, Eina Masoi. It could be it's not a halachic package. Why? That he wasn't telling you. He wasn't getting involved in the lomdos. One last maramakim is Reb Chaim. You have to have a Rambam, you have to have a Reb Chaim. Once we finish that quota, then we can move on. There's another famous shtickle Reb Chaim, which again, I don't understand. I'm on a roll today. Where Reb Chaim has a shtickle in Reb Chaim and stencil. I remember when I was in Yeshiva once, a guy asked the Rebbe, said over Reb Chaim and stencil. So the guy asked me, who's Reb Chaim from Stencil? Innocent question. Right, this is Reb Chaim Salvechik Sfarim in Stencils, written by on stencils. So Reb Chaim goes back to our Taisvus. So Reb Chaim, number 7. V'hukshu b'taisvus. Taisvus has a kasha. Delavik is a yochav is a yochav. Like he's going back to Miyashiv, the second pshat of Taisvus. Second pshat of Taisvus was that the reason why you potter is because it's shnaim shasu. Two people did it together. I taste that akasha, but it's a zeyachov is a yochav. The carrier can do it without the one who's being carried. So therefore, Taisus rejected that. Reb Chaim is coming to answer up that pshat. Says Reb Chaim, "I the kasha the lahavik is the yochav is any yochav the mishi yochav chayev amai potter anoy." Says Reb Chaim, "What do you mean? It should still be that the guy who's able to carry should be chayev and everyone else should be potter." V'oy mehagrach. Says Reb Chaim Salvechik, "The yesh shnei pturim. There's really two types of exemptions in the malach of oitzah. Ptur the shtaim shasua, or ptur she oisem miktsas malach." Says the Moshe, there's two very different type of exceptions to the rule of Oitzah. One is Shnaim Shasu, two people who do something together. And there's another Torah called You Only Did Part of the Malach. V'tzravayu yafina me'asoy ba'asoy. We both learn that from the word asoy that you do it. Sheyasa yochid v'yasa kulo v'loy mitzasa. That you have an individual must do the whole Malach and not only part of the Malach. V'hine. This is din of zayyachov zayini yochol. The fact that I could and you can't, Shaykh Rakl in Yadina the Shnaim Shasu. That only works when you're discussing the Ptor of Shnaim Shasu. When you want to discuss a Ptor of Shnaim Shasu only the discussion if one's a Yachol, if they're both any Yachol. If one's a Yachol, one's any Yachol, that's not called we did it together. Why? Because then we look at it, that's not two people did it, it's one person did it and the other one looked on. He held on to it, but because he was irrelevant to the situation, he wasn't needed, we view him as if he did not partake. And if I'm all by myself.
He made it easier for the
okay, other. Okay. So let's see. Now then Zakti Bchayim, that's all that's Vihine Kivan the Idach in the Yochov, Havi Idach Hamasyash Mimamish Fa. Aval Ain Ze Shaykh Liptur de Oisim Mikzas Melacha. Says Bchayim, that only makes a difference when you want to come the angle of Shnaim Shasur. When you want to discuss Shnaim Shasu, then you have to ask, well, who was able and who was unable? Says Reb Chaim, but when it comes to Chaim Neis, you're not part because of Shnaim Shasu. You're part of why? Because the Chaim Neis Mikri Oisem Miktas Malacha. I didn't do the whole thing. I only did part of the Malacha. Okay. I'll just get the words out. Not that I'm... Reb Chaim is saying is that when you look at a Chaim Neis, it's not the Pshat that it was Shnaim Shasu. We both did it together. We didn't do it together. Because I don't need you. But we each only did half of the malach. We each were only attributed to half of, we'll call it, the responsibility of why this thing got where it got to go. I carried some and you carried some. Now, what I don't understand about Reb Chaim is, why don't we say the same line, you're Suryu Hashem by Mamish? Why don't we say, because I could have done without you, so now when I ask you who did the malach, I did the whole malach, you were an irrelevant party. The same way you were an irrelevant party when we asked if we did it together, when the question is who did the malacha, so you're also an irrelevant party. I was the sole bringer of this object from point A to point B. You were an irrelevant part of the equation. That Reb Chaim is not saying. He's saying that if it would be a question of Shnaim Shasua, if we did it together, we didn't do it together. If it would be a question of how much did I do, I didn't do all of it. Because Lametzius, I didn't carry all of yours, because some of your weight you did. That's the words of Reb Chaim. I don't know. I have a hard time understanding exactly the
chiluk. Use the pshat that it's, that the what you're experiencing is less than what the actual weight is. I think that may be what he means. It's that you only did part of the malacha. I mean, you thought you were carrying 110 pounds.
You only carried.
You were carrying 80 pounds.
Right.
So it's not trying to ooh because the guy with the light did nothing to lessen his weight. But that's the
well, you have to be comfortable with this distinction between saying there's something called Shnaim Shasua and only doing part of a malacha.
Because you say the same thing by writing. If you write Shem Mishimon, you're not chayv. So maybe it's the same svar.
Shame is shame is machlokes tonight if you're chayv, right?
Right, but I'm saying, but according to those that hold that it's not chayv, maybe that's what Reb Chaim is saying. You didn't do the whole malacha. Same thing, you just wrote the shin from the mem. You wrote, you did the writing, but you didn't complete the whole malacha.
Right, the problem I have over here is why do we look at it like that? If we look at...
Well, why do you do it by ksiva?
No, because by ksiva, I understand the malacha is writing a full word. You didn't write a full word.
It could be just writing.
No.
One letter, A.
No. However you define the malach, my problem over here is that the same way Reb Chaim and the Rishonim said that the guy who's carrying the live person is irrelevant. So why don't we say he's irrelevant here also? And therefore, when we look at who did this, I did this. It's not that I did part of the malacha, unless you say like the Tais Rosh, that since he's always connected, he's always attached to it. You can't say I did the whole thing. I can't.
Before we get to the distinction between the normal case of two that carry, where one is Yochel, one is not. And we move it over to our case. Well, just looking at that by yourself. Let's say the load is a bag of 50 bricks, and I'm very strong and I can carry it by myself.
Right.
So, and you come along and you help me, and you couldn't carry 50 bricks by yourself. So you're telling me you'd be Potter and I'd be Chayim, even though you made it easier for me.
Right.
What happens if you took two of the bricks out and carried them by yourself? I could have carried all 50. You took two. So now I only carried 48 and you carry two. So why don't we just say the same thing? You're Potter, because I could have, you could have put the, why do you take them off? Who asked you to take them off my
life? But at the end of the day, when I carry this whole load, I carry this whole load.
No, but at the end of the day, by you putting your hands under and putting some of the, taking some of the pressure, you relieved some of my exertion. I could have, I'm physically capable of having exerted myself even more and carried 100 bricks. But because you came along and were a nice guy and did a chesed for me, so now I only exerted effort to do 50%.
So the Gemara,
the other 20.
So the Gemara has this phrase, it's siyua she'ein bei mamish. It's a help that's not...
I don't understand that. So let's go
with
that. I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, I don't
understand.
I'm not claiming...
very much helped me. I sweated a lot less by carrying it. Say it would, it's exactly the same to me as if you would have taken 10 of the bricks out and carried them yourself. I didn't need you to do that. I could have carried all of them by myself. So you should be Potter because... You were irrelevant. I could have gotten those same 100 bricks over there by myself.
I'm with you.
And you came
so
over
we got to learn the
same. Who needed you? I didn't need you. So you're part, but you're not part. Everyone would be mode that you're
hiring. Yeah. So again, it's a question of how to understand Zayachov and Zayachov. You're right. We'd have to have a better understanding. I just want to finish up this Tesis today with two more Ha'aras on this Nakuda. What was Tesis's Kasha? Tesis's Kasha was, how do we get the baby to the mother? So the Sfasemah said, I have a very beautiful idea. What was Tesis's answer? Tesis's answer was, you can't bring the baby to the mother, to the Mayel, because then the baby's stuck there a whole Shabbos. In fact, the Sfasemah is number 8. Achlefizeh, Adayin Kasha, Darei Efshel Avilu Mayel, Samach HaChashecha. I don't understand. Tesis told me, bringing the baby is fine. The baby's a Chayna Yisya Satzma. So bring the baby to the house. 2 minutes before Shabbos is over, they'll do the milah right after Shabbos, right after Shkia, and good to go. What's the problem?
What do you mean, after Shkia, is it the same day?
Ah, Zog the Sfas Emes. Well, he has a different kasha first. First the Sfas Emes, 1 second, he says, what happened to Zrizu Makdim L'mitzvah?
He
says the Sfas Emes.
Ah,
Zog the Sfas Emes. I read, Efshel Avilu Mola Samla Chachashecha, keeping the call Yem Kasha L'mila. Uch Shiyazu Kvar Yalayla. So the baby can probably stay a few minutes by the male's house before he needs another feeding, right? Ah, but got Zrizu Makdim L'mitzvahs. He's saying now that that's not going to be a very nice reason, but that's not enough yet. So the Sefer Minchas Ariel is a very geshmaka Sefer. He's on Shabbos, a contemporary. He writes, this is a shtickle Metzias question over here. He thinks that if you do the meal right before Shkia, so he's still a Ben Ashmoshes. Ben Ashmoshes is still whatever, 45 minutes. The baby can hang around for 45 minutes. They keep the Tzorech Le'ime Koidim Shkia Sechama. Okay, take it or leave it. But I want to get. He's saying that he's still going to have the baby stuck there, but Ben Ashmashes.
It's
going
to need to be
so what? It's going to get fed.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Maybe might need it then. It might be needed. Okay. Yeah. Yes. That's a question of. It's even longer, but Shkia is later, so you can get it on both ends. Okay, so let's see one more shtickle over there for today. There's a Rashba. There's an important Rashba in our sugya. The Rashba is going on our Tosfos, number 10, the left corner. The Rashba is going on our Tosfos. What did Tosfos answer to the Kasha? Tosfos answered the Kasha that you can say Chayinu Yisatzim over here, because after the Mila, the baby is unable to walk on its own. Says the Rashba. The Tirutzu, he's quoting Taisus, the Hacha B'Mayaskin, the Mishain Shameinika Ela Ima, he adds into Taisus, because we were bothered with Taisus. Taisus said, the Katan Sarach Le'Ima, he needs his mother. Why does he need his mother? So the Rashbam says, because there's no other way for the baby to get fed. Because the mother was the only one who could feed the baby, and the mother wouldn't be at the Mael's house. Ela Ivanimtsa Sarach Le'Ima, the Achamila, the Ima Misukenes. And why can't mom go to the Mael's house? She can't. She ain't Yechayla Yetzlai. Vem Tzuich Lachzira, Eitel Ima, you gotta bring the baby back to the mother, Lachamila, Rechayla, Ukikaf is done. And even Reb Nosson agrees. So here the Rashi was working back with Nosson and the Rabbanan and Torah Tosfos. We never discussed that yet. Tosfos has a kasha. Why don't you say Chayinu Yisya Satzma and a baby? 1 second. Who says you say Chayinu Yisya Satzma and a baby? We have machlokes in the Gemara between Reb Nosson and the Rabbanan. The Reb Nosson says you always say Chayinu Yisya Satzma except for someone who's tied up or who's sick. According to Rabbanan, you only say Chayinu Yisya Satzma in humans and not on animals. What's the status of an 8-day-old baby? Where does that fit? So Taisa's answer is an 8-day-old baby is included in the Chayinu Yisya Satzma. According to who? According to the Rabbanon? According to Reb Nosson? Who's Reb Eliezer going like? So Taisa's answer is that even according to Reb Nosson, the most makel shita, that says Chayinu Yisya Satzma by everyone and anything, would also agree over here, you don't have Chayinu Yisya Satzma because the baby's sick after its milah. But before its milah, it would be okay. According to who? Reb Nosson? And the Rabbanon or just Reb Nosson? It's not clear from Tosfos. Says the Rashba, I don't like this whole teretz at all. Ve'ena mechave be'ena. I don't like Tosfos' teretz at all. The Mikomakam, this is the kasha that many of you already asked. Achshav ena kikofos. Loma mechalala achshav. Why should you even mechal Shabbos now? Yovi tinek etzel izemel. Bring the baby on day 8 to the moil. Kivin the hashtem yaleka elashvos. It's only the Rabbanon. So he says it clear. The Rashba speaks out mefurish. It's only nisa the Rabbanon. We speculated in Tosfos. The Mashah said that Tosfos is the nisa the Rabbanon. We said the lashon of Tosfos is not mashm like that. Here the Rashba says mefurish. The chayin nisa sasma would be nisa the Rabbanon. The dumal achamilo tehesha menika. First of all, says Rashba, how do you know what's going to happen afterwards? Maybe lo and behold, one of the guests at the mila will be a menekas. You told me the whole problem is who's going to nurse the baby because mom is not up to walking. Maybe one of the guests at the bris will be a menekes, be able to feed the baby. So what are you so worried? You're so worried about the future? Don't worry so much about the future. Right now, take the baby and everything will be okay. Whatever you could do now, better to do now without chil. Aye, what happens when the baby after the meal is starving? And afterwards, you'll be allowed to bring the baby. So the Rashba says, I don't like Taisus Pshat for this reason. So what is the answer? Ela Yishloimed Afilu Kaidemila Hayo Kikafus the Tinet Katan Kolkach Einay Noisias Atzmoy. Says the Rashba, the Kashi never gets off the ground. We're talking about an 8-day-old baby. An 8-day-old baby can't carry himself. We don't. It's like Kafus. Now, why do you think the Rashba added those words? It's like Kafus, and he had to add that to make it work. Even in Reb Nosson. Even Reb Nosson would tell you you can't say Chai Noises Atzmai. Why? Because even Reb Nosson, who has the most broadest definition of Chai Noises Atzmai, he also has limitations. One of the limitations is someone who's a kafus. And he thinks, says the Rashba, that an 8-day-old baby, before the Mila, 7-day-old baby, 3, all those babies, every baby has the status of a Chayla, to which no one would agree he has the rule of Chai Noises Atzmai. So learns the Rashba by Yasin Daf Kof Lamed.
Create a situation where now you can be
Mechal Shabbos. That might be the Machloikis Taizus and the Rashba. Very certain Machloikis Mishainim. Do you have the right to set yourself up for a situation that you might have to be Mechal Shabbos? Now there's only one problem. There might be a steer in the Rashba. Why is there a steer in the Rashba? So let's look at number 11. Number 11 is the Taizus and Tzadi Dalet. Taizus and Tzadi Dalet is really the Sugya of Chai Noisi Satzmer. Taizus has a Kasha. Tema. The Bereish Noitel, in the beginning of the 24th Perek, Mashma, number 11.
That's not 11.
No, on the first page.
First page.
That's not 11? Or it says, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It says 11, right? 11.
Oh, yeah, 11. Number 11.
Yeah,
11. All right, it's your
prime. This is kasha for me. Okay. So again, let's just cheshman again. By a live person, everyone holds Chai Neshi Satsuma. Kuli Alma. It's only machloek, it's by animals. Fractaisu is not so fast. Tema, the Bereish Noitel, at the beginning of the 24th Perek, the Gemara says, that the Gemara is talking about carrying a child who's holding a stone. So the question is, what about Muktzah, he and her? So the Gemara says, don't worry about it, you can carry the baby based on the principle of Reb Nosson. That says, Chai Neis Yis Atzmai. What do you mean Reb Nosson? A baby is a person. People, the Gemara said that even the Rabbanon say Chai Neis Yis Atzmai. So why does the Gemara say you can only carry the child under the banner of Reb Nosson's Chai Neis Yis Atzmai? I thought human beings, everyone holds Chai Neis Yis Atzmai. Fractase is Tema. The Bereish Noitel, Mashma, the Pligi Nami, Ba'adam. They seem to be arguing by a person. The Ka'omar Gabi Tinik, it says by a child, Rava, Reb Nosson, it's really Rava that holds, you got to pick up a child. He holds like Reb Nosson. What do you mean Reb Nosson? Everyone holds Chai Neis Yis Atzmai by a human being. Ba'omar Rashba, the Katan ki Behema Dami, that a Katan is like an animal, the Misharvit Nafshe. So what's the Rashba saying? That why does this Gemara in Shabbos in 24th Parak have to say it's only according to Reb Nosson? Because Reb Nosson has a broader definition. Reb Nosson holds even animals have Chai Neis Yis Atzmai. So he'll tell you a child has a din of an animal. But the Rabbanon, they don't say that. The Rabbanon says that a child does not have the status of a human. It's in the category of animals. So in Achanami, it's Takatoli. Now, if that's the case, so what was Taisus' Kasha by us in the first place? Say Chai Neis Yis Atzmai. Maybe Reb Eliezer holds like the Rabbanon. Again, if this is correct, right? If you tell me now that according to the Rabbanan, it's Shaykh, that a child is not under the banner of Chai Neis Yis Atzmai, then Taisus Kasha never gets off the ground in the first place. Right? The simple answer to Taisus Kasha should have been is that Reb Eliezer holds like the Rabbanan. And according to Rabbanan, there's no Chai Neis Yis Atzmai on a child. Secondly, what did the Rashba say by us? The Rashba said it has a din of Kafus, which is for Reb Nosson. Here it's something from the Rashba that only in the Rabbanan a child would be rejected. He says the child is like a behemoth. A behemah, according to Reb Nosson, is Chai Neis Yis Atzmai. And here the Rashba told us that a child is considered less than an animal. It's considered like a tied up person. So what is the status of a child? So the simple answer is going to be, depends on the age of the child. What type of child are we talking about? Are we talking about an adult, an older child? Or are we talking about a small child? So Mr. Shem, next week, we'll have to wrap it up and be
Rashba, though? I mean, when did Rashba
live? They say it's the same Rashba. I find it hard to believe for a couple of reasons. But neither next week, we'll try to see if we miyash and hopefully move on to more of the sugya of Machshir Emir.